Twin Tiers Greatest Hits Choice 102, the boss, Bruce Springsteen, right there with Born in the USA from 1985. Welcome back to the Choice Morning Show. I'm Pat McDonald, joining me now live on the Gannon Associates Insurance Island at Choice 102. Our Hannah Rathbun and Leah Nason from the Athens Girls Wrestling Program just made history, becoming the first ever girls wrestlers at Athens to bring home medals from the PIAA State Tournament. Good morning.
Good morning.
So let's talk about it. You guys go down there to Hershey, your fourth trip down there, right? Third trip at the Giant Center. Mm-hmm. Leo, we'll start with you. You get to the quarters, right? So you get the big win early on Thursday, get to the quarters, drop that match in heartbreaking fashion, right? So what was the mindset after that? How do you, kind of similar to what happened last year in the blood round? So this year, at least you had a chance to come back, right? So what was the mindset after you dropped that tough match?
I was definitely upset. I cried a little bit. But then my dad and Donnie and Josh were all like, you got to like get over it because that match is done and I was still alive in WrestleBacks. So I took a minute, I composed myself, I got all like the emotions out, and then I just focused in on, you know, what I can do to win, how to like overcome the defeatedness, and then I locked in and I got it.
And Hannah, you were kind of in a similar situation, except it happened right away. You get beat in your first match at the state tournament, and so now it's a long road back to the medal round, right? So how did you kind of regroup after that first loss?
You know, I've been there before. It's happened in tournaments before. I seem to never take the easy road to get the win. So I just, you know, got it back together, talked to my coach, talked to my dad. We fixed what we had to work on and went back out there and had to wrestle again.
Let's talk about the blood round, always the most important round of the tournament, right? So how did you get the job done, and what was that moment like, Hannah, when the final whistle blew there and you were on top?
I was super excited. I was very emotional. I've been trying to do this, you know, for now 3 years, this year making it 4 years. It was pretty incredible knowing that, you know, I did it.
And, Leah, for you, blood round last year was heartbreaking, right? So, what was the difference this year? How'd you get the job done? And then what was that moment like for you? Obviously, you know, the picture of you hugging your dad is really special.
I think last year I put a lot of pressure on myself. I wasn't wrestling free. I was so focused and worried on winning the match that I made a very simple mistake. I got stuck in a headlock. This time, I didn't know my opponent. I literally knew nothing about her, but from what my coaches had told me, it was a very doable match. And I just focused in on the little things, because I think when you look forward to more matches instead of just focusing on the one you're in, you make simple mistakes. And I knew that if I wanted to place, I had to focus in on just the stuff that I knew how to do, and that's what I did.
Not many people can say they won their last match of high school wrestling, right? You guys both wrestled for seventh place Saturday, and both get pins. Hannah, we'll start with you. What did that mean to you to be able to go out with a win and kind of cement your legacy and finish your career with a win?
It was great. I was super nervous going into my last match, so I had to have, you know, a minute to talk with my coaches. You know, they talked me out of that, you know, told me, you know, just go out there and have fun. Like, it's literally your last high school match. And so I was down, I think, into second period. And so then you just have to look for their mistakes. You know, at the state level, it's hard to find mistakes, you know, because they're good wrestlers. So, you know, I was just looking for that mistake and had to capitalize it.
And Leah, for you, you've had quite a few pins in your career, I know.
Yeah.
But that one must have been pretty special to wrap things up like that.
Yeah, it was really special. I'm not wrestling in college, so that was my last match ever as of right now. So to me, a win would have been good, but a pin was great, and I'm just really proud of myself and that I was able to end my career on a win.
Let's talk about the year as a whole and this group of girls at Athens. You know, obviously a new coaching staff this year led by Donnie Barrett. What was the bond like amongst this team? And Leah, what was this year like for you?
This year was really special. I love each and every single one of these girls. It has been, I think, the most fun I've had all year with wrestling. It was a really stress-free environment. It was more just what can you do to improve yourself? And we didn't focus on team titles or individual titles. It was just improvement. And Donnie and Josh and everyone involved did such a good job of just creating this really special welcoming environment, and all of the girls worked super hard and I really enjoyed every minute of it.
Yeah, Hannah, how about for you? What's this been like these last, 4 years? You guys have kind of been the trailblazers for Athens girls wrestling, and now to cement your legacy with a state medal and just, you know, kind of lead this group. What's it been like?
I couldn't have think of a better way to end this. You know, like Leah said, we had a fantastic team this year with Donnie coaching us. He always talked about how we have no pressure. And I think that really helped our team this year. You know, they all knew that, you know, you just go out there and do your best. No one's going to be mad. Everyone's, you know, proud of you for going out there. And I think that was really great. I really loved my team.
What's it mean to you guys to, you know, now some younger girls and next generation of girls are going to look at this and say, hey, we can get on the wall at Athens. We can, you know, be on the podium in Hershey. What's it mean to you guys, Hannah? Let's start with you to just be the role models for the future of girls wrestling in Athens.
It feels really good. I remember when I was young, you know, I always wanted to do something so special like that. So I hope that the younger girls can look at this and really say, like, she did it, so why can't I?
Leah, how about for you? What's it mean to you to be the first to do this?
It feels really good and really special. My little sister, she wrestles, and after I won my match, she was like, Leah, I want to be like you. Like, I want to be up on that podium. And to have younger people, you know, use you as an inspiration, I think it's just a really special moment. And I hope the younger girls and the younger guys, they, you know, they look up at Hannah and I and everyone else on the wall and see it not as like idols, but like I can be like them and just wrestle hard and they get there.
Yo, so your name's going up on the wall in Athens. Are you going to put it right with the boys then right now? Or are they doing the own girls
thing? We're going to put it in pink.
Put it in pink. Yeah. Perfect. Great idea. That the wall down in the Athens dressing room is really cool. And then the banners, obviously, in the gym. And now they're going to have the first ever female wrestlers with their names on the wall and on the banners with Hannah Rathbun and Leah Nason from the Athens Girls Wrestling Program. Congrats, girls. And just a great job down there. It was awesome. I was down there the whole weekend. It was great to see you guys come home with some hardware. We'll be right back on the Choice Morning Show.